miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Nice pick, Chris. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader. You can't tell
by the way I use my voice. You're wrong with
Bee Gees. 99.3 ESPN. If this doesn't get you into the weekend, I don't know what does. Awesome. Now, of the Bee Gees, there were three Bee Gees, and there was another Brothers Gibb.
Well, it was Robin, Maurice, and Andy was the one that went off on his own.
Half of them are dead.
Yeah.
One died of AIDS, right?
Yeah, Andy had a drug problem.
Yeah.
He got a couple of hits on his own. Love Is Thicker Than Water, a couple other songs.
Now, who was the one dating Victoria Principal back in the day when, Dallas was a big TV show?
I forget. Yeah. Robin?
Well, it wasn't the Bee Gees. It was the solo guy.
That was Andy Gibb.
Andy Gibb. Yeah. Yep. He was heartbroken when she broke up with him.
Yeah.
All right. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest. What's wrong over there? What's going on?
Nothing. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you just shrink in your chair?
No, happened? I tried to slide over to change my computer and...
Did you fall?
My headphone cord wasn't that long. I jerked my head and lifted my keyboard up.
Choke yourself.
It happens.
It does happen. All right, as long as you're okay, we'll move on. Sheeman Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN on a Friday. Coming up in a moment, we will have our Pigskin Picks. As you heard Chris and myself remind you into the top of the hour, the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab is in effect right now for the next 10 minutes. You can win $1,000. Why not? Why not do it? Just go to our download our app for free. Enter the word call this hour, C-A-L-L, call, and you'll be entered in a nationwide contest, and your name could be pulled. You could win $1,000. Bam! Had several people from Fort Myers win. 99.3 ESPN listeners already winning. So we got that going for you. So check it out. Word is call. Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. All right. We got a poll up on Twitter regarding the games this weekend before we pick.
Yeah, we do. We got almost 200 votes already. Who's winning? And the choice is obviously Rams and Chiefs, Rams and Patriots, Saints and Chiefs, Saints and Patriots. So far, Rams and Chiefs, 7%. Rams and Patriots, 18%. Saints and Chiefs, 12%, Saints and Patriots, a whopping 63% thus far.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. 194 votes. We just didn't put the two games up. Who's winning?
Well, it's who's winning and who do you want? And
but we did, yeah.
Well, obviously, if it's the Saints and Patriots, you think the Saints and Patriots won. If it's Saints and Chiefs, you think the Saints and Chiefs won.
Instead of putting out two different polls, I put out one poll and had all four options because you got two teams, right?
I feel
that's the right way to do it.
All right.
So there's only four combinations of winners that we can have.
Okay.
And Maurice, Robin, and Barry Gibb, yeah.
Thank you. Fact.
Yep. And Andy was the other, who was never in the group, the Bee Gees. Went off
solo.
Solo, yeah.
All right. Now that we got all that cleared up, are we ready for the Friday edition of Pigskin Picks? Hi, Craig Sheeman. I'm your fearless leader. At 75, 66, and 5 against the spread. Pete Shepherd, with just three games remaining, two this weekend in the Super Bowl, happens to be three games below 500 at 69, 72, and 5. You need these. And then there's Chris. 60, 81, and 5 in what could be determined as a disastrous season for Chris.
It fell off the rails, especially once we got to wild card weekend and I was just going opposite contrarian pick because I had to.
I get your contrarian argument, but your record really sucked before you started doing that. So I'm a little concerned. Need a bounce back here next year.
Yeah, I had that one bad week before vacation.
I had a 1-6 week mix in there.
No, but that 14 game we had that four. I went 4-10.
Yeah, it was horrendous this year. I don't know what to say.
It's horrendous. All right, it happens. It's okay.
Horrendous. But you know what? If it makes anybody feel any better, my Skittles went down as well. So it wasn't just on air. This is real life stuff for me.
It is happening. All right, let's start it off with the NFC Championship game at 3:05. You can hear it here on 99.3 ESPN. Rams and Saints. Pete Shepherd, you got the point spread in front of you?
Yes, we do. It is a 3.5-point Saint advantage. New Orleans minus 3.5 right now. Total of 57.
All right. Here's the deal. You know, the Saints, pretty good. They're especially good at home. That crowd is loud. It's intimidating. They're going to be jacked up for this one. They want Drew Brees to get another championship. The Saints, with Drew Brees and Sean Payton, 6-0 at home in the playoffs together. That is pretty impressive. But you know what? I remember a show we did way back in August. And the Craig man said the Rams were going to be in the Super Bowl. So I got to stick with that because I'm consistent. I don't waffle. I don't change. And even though it seems like the Saints have the deck stacked against the Rams, I'm going to say the Rams are going to come in here. It's going to be a rough first quarter. They're going to settle down. And the Rams are going to the Super Bowl to prove me right once again. I'm taking the Rams.
Well, in the beginning of the season, I had the Saints representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. But unlike you, I do have the ability to change, overcome,
waffle,
and adapt.
Waffle!
And it's going to be a hell of a game. This comes right down to the wire. And maybe they don't win, but I think it's going to be a three-point game. That half a point is gigantic. I think the matchup, I've been talking about it all day. I am telling you, watch Aaron Donald in the middle on Andrew's Pete. He is going to pancake him all day. Drew Brees is going to be under, you thought he was under pressure last week. He will be under more pressure this week. Should be a hell of a game, right down to the wire. But I am going with the Rams in this one. I think Marcus Peters, who has not played well, they're going to find an answer. If they can come up with an answer to stop Thomas, slow him down, not stop him, just slow him down a little bit. They should be okay. Aqib Talib did not play in the last game back in week 9. He is playing today. Goff with that dual-edged running game with C.J. Anderson now and Gurley. I just think the Rams, to me, what I've seen the last couple of weeks, are playing a little bit better. I think they hang around the whole game, even have a chance to upset them, but I'll take the points in the Rams. Rams plus 3.5.
Chris, no need to be a contrarian. You can pick straight up. It doesn't matter. It's not going to affect your results. In your heart. Go with your heart, Chris. Who's winning this game?
At the beginning of the season, I said the New Orleans Saints were going to make it to the Super Bowl. It's on tape. Check tape.
Fact.
So what I'm going to do here, kids, is called a hedge. I'll pick the LA Rams. That way, when we come back on Tuesday, you know what? I was right. No matter what happens, I'm right. And I do, like you, Pete, think that the half a point is going to could play a role here. So I'll take the Rams.
I'm like you, because after next week, if the Saints wants to see, Chris and I told you they were going to be
there. It's genius, isn't it?
It's weak.
It is weak. Absolute fact. Weak.
All right. All three of us picking the Rams on that one. The AFC Championship at 6:40. Catch the play-by-play here on 99.3 ESPN. The evil empire, the Patriots, their season was so horrible and disgusting that they have to play this game on the road. They didn't get the job done. No home field advantage for the Patriots. Got to go into Arrowhead. The loudest stadium in the NFL, which I don't know how that can be because it doesn't have a roof, but apparently it is. 140 decibels with that crowd. And going to be cold. Heck, who am I kidding? No, it's going to be balmy. At the way that the weather is changing, it's going to be 65 and sunny by the time the game starts. Well, not sunny. It's 6:40. It's probably going to be sunset time. Anyway, the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, the genius play caller. The genius with clock management. His upstart quarterback. He had the guts to get rid of Alex Smith, who probably had the best year of his career.
What?
Last year he did.
The guts?
Statistically. Well, he does have a gut. I don't know if you noticed. Andy Reid does have a gut. Yeah. Had the guts to get rid of Alex Smith and put in Patrick Mahomes, whom we never seen before except the Texas Tech. Taking on the worn out and the tiresome and the boring and the saggy face and the old geriatric quarterback TB12 and Tom Brady and the most and a coach that's like Eeyore, the depressed guy with Winnie the Pooh, Bill Belichick. What's the point spread, by the way, on this?
Three.
You went Star Wars, Winnie the Pooh,
I'm waiting for the however.
Wait a minute. Three for who?
Kansas City minus three. Kansas City minus three, total 56.
I need my pick and my genius and my logic to line up with my heart and who I'm rooting for on Sunday.
Can't do it, can you?
And it can't happen.
Yes, I'm all in on the Chiefs. Chiefs Rams Super Bowl. Put it down, people.
Everything. I'm going to be like my cousin Vinny. Remember the opening statement that the prosecutor made? Everything that guy said is bleep bleep. Thank you. And then the judge says, a jury may disregard everything the counsel's opening statement except for thank you. This is may not be the most talented Patriot team that's gone to an AFC championship on the road in the last few years, as I said, but it is the most healthy team. They are playing well right now. They have the greatest quarterback of all time and the greatest coach of all time. And 32 degrees may start the game and be balmy, but there's still going to be the tick, tick, tick going on all the time with the clock because the Patriots are going to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball, and Gronk is going to have a better-than-average game than he's had the last few weeks. He had his best game of the year, one of them, yardage-wise, against the Chiefs. I'm not saying he's going to get to 97 yards again, but I think his total in the prop bet was over 50. I think he gets to 75 to 80. He will be a factor in the game. And the numbers that you just can't deny, when Patrick Mahomes holds the ball for 3-plus seconds this year, he leads the league in interceptions with 10. The Patriots also are the number one defense in the NFL against quarterbacks. When they hold the ball 3-plus seconds, they have picked quarterbacks off 12 times. I do think that the same game plan is going to apply. Burkhead, Sony Michel, James White, too much. The release by Tom Brady, too quick. That's Bosa last week. You saw the tweet. Couldn't get to him. Could not get to him. And yes, I know about Justin Houston, D. Ford, Chris Jones. If they can get pressure up the middle, they'll disrupt Brady as they would with any other quarterback.
Careful with your voice there.
Yeah.
If those three do get pressure up the middle, yes, it could potentially be a long day. Kansas City is a great football team. Absolutely. But in the end, experience will overcome talent. And they will, guys like Chris, guys you didn't think were going to have an impact on this game, will have an impact on this game. Whatever team makes one or more stops, just a difference, one or two more stops in this game, it's going to be the Patriots. The Chiefs' run defense stinks. It's going to be there. It's going to do them in. And the Patriots are going to win the game outright 27-23. Back to the Super Bowl and two more weeks of that for you guys after beating me up all year long and making me, you know, me crawl up in my happy
place.
You're
acting like there was suspense centered around this pick. Like you're just giving stats that are only going to tell both sides of the story here.
Thank you for mentioning the entire 53-man roster of the Patriots.
I didn't. Robert Van Noy was not mentioned surprisingly in this rant.
Kyle Van Noy will be the deciding
whatever
factor.
His name is.
He'll get a pick six and a scoop and score.
All right, Pete Shepard on the record.
All right, so I just told all the kids with my last pick about hedging your bet.
Yeah,
I'm going to do another hedge right here, guys.
I can do this, Chris.
Pete and I have a friendly wager.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Did I know this?
T-shirt.
Well, yeah,
the t-shirt.
Yeah. So if the Pats win, I got to wear that guy's shirt. And once the Chiefs win, Pete will have to wear a red shirt, very similar to the color red that you're wearing today. Might be a bit brighter than that, though.
Yeah.
I cannot wait until Tuesday.
So what I'm going to do here, kids, I'm going to pick New England to win this football game outright.
Right, smart man.
Do I want it to happen? No. Will I be rooting for it to happen?
No.
I've never wanted to be wrong more in my entire life than this pick.
However.
But you're going with your head and being logical
about it. No. I am going with my heart here. This way, Tuesday, I get to put my hands up in victory. Either the Patriots win, and I called it, guys.
Yeah.
I called the underdog going into Arrowhead and getting the W. Or we don't get to talk about the Patriots. And I get to talk about the end of the dynasty for 6 months.
It's over.
And all the Patriots fans will text in, oh, you're salty, sour grapes. You did it right. You're absolutely right about that. There's nothing on the field that would make me pick Kansas City right here. I'm going to be right on Tuesday, no matter what outcome yeah. it is in either game, I'm right, and it's a thing of beauty.
What does it tell you that the line's only three? The so superior Kansas City Chief team at home is really a pick game. What does that tell you?
Because it Vegas was a three-point game yeah. in week six?
No, it tells you, I mean, yeah. it tells you the
43-40 in week six.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
What's the over-under on this one?
56.
56.
Yep.
I would take the over in that game.
I would not. I'd still
because you
under.
Want the Patriots to win.
No, so. No. Yeah. I think the running game is going to come into play more so on both sides. I think there's going to be, you're going to see a lot, 7.5-minute drives like you did in the first quarter last week against the Chargers. A lot of that, killing the clock.
See, here's
and
where
that game still went over,
here's
by the way,
where I think it's going to be a little different, Pete. I don't know this to be fact, but I think the Chiefs are going to put linebackers out on the field. Mm-hmm. There are those like hybrids between a defensive lineman and a defensive back.
They won't go seven somewhere or eight DBs?
Somewhere in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they'll put some of those guys out there on the field, maybe.
Wonderful. Couldn't stop him the first time. Not that that means anything. But don't forget, Kareem Hunt's not there either. That's big. He had a huge game back in week six. Huge game.
Damian Williams, former Miami Dolphin. We know about the success Dolphins have against the Patriots in December and January.
Yeah. Okay. Damian Williams on the yes, but Damian Williams is not nearly as good catching the ball out of the backfield as Kareem Hunt did. That is a fact, and that will come into play as well.
239 says, as a Falcons fan, a Saints Patriots Super Bowl would call for a long night of hard liquor. That would be rough.
Well, good luck. I mean, no matter who wins, I think the Super Bowl is going to be terrific. I really do. And I haven't felt that way in a long time, but you can't go wrong with any of these matchups.
Piggybacking on that, one of the analysts for NFL Network's on a flight right now from Atlanta to New Orleans, and the flight attendant got on the horn and said that he's a Falcons fan, so he hopes that the Saints lose, and got booed by the entire plane.
That's not good.
Serves him right.
That's not
good. I
think
it was Steve Weiss who tweeted that out.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. That's good.
All right. Good luck to everybody.
We'll see.
Especially
again,
me. I don't need luck.
The games are on 99.3 ESPN. We also have a video out on Facebook right now. You could watch. We're talking about the so-called changing of the guard. We've got two. We got a young quarterback versus an old quarterback in both games, and obviously Bree is going against Jared Goff and Brady going against Patrick Mahomes. Pete and I discussed that a little bit as well. Keep track of us over the weekend with Facebook as well, because we'll have another one that's going to launch before the games on Sunday. Talking about the games a little bit more. So look for that on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You know the drill. 239-337-ESPN is the number if you want to chime in on that. Coming up in a moment, Gabe Morenci, the professional handicapper. He'll tell you what to think. We told you what we think. He's going to tell you what he thinks about these two games coming up on Sunday.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. And time for the professional on a big, big championship weekend. Gabe Morenci joins us for his Friday visit. You can find him at Sports Rage on Twitter, also at FNTSY Sportsnet. Gabe, how you been?
Gabe.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to this National Football League's final fantastic four. Great, great matchups coming up.
All right. Well, let's start with the early game, the NFC Championship game. Of course, Rams and Saints. And this one, weather will not be a factor. No problem. How do you see this one coming out?
You know, it's interesting. Weather won't be a factor, but a lot of people that I talk to actually like the under in this football game and think it's sort of going to be a smash mouth game. Yet, you know, you'll go broke, man. You'll end up begging for change outside of 7-Eleven if you bet on what happened the previous week in the National Football League. And it seems like a lot of people are buying into this narrative of, you know, the Rams and the battering Rams, so to speak, with C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley. And the Saints' offense has sort of slowed down over the last month or so. And all of that's true, yet, you know, you got to believe with these teams one win away from the Super Bowl that they're not going to go away from what their best strengths are. So I'm actually expecting points in both these football games. Now, the Saints-Rams game really, really perplexes me, and I'm kicking myself a little bit only because, you know, I said about 2 months ago, just take the Saints and the Rams. These guys are on a collision course. You get them both. The thing is, the Rams were always so overinflated all year. You know, they were only in the plus 300, plus 350 range. You know, the Saints were about plus 500 at that point when I started talking about this, just sort of getting both teams. But honestly, there's no guarantee that they would win the Super Bowl after anyways. So this is a great football game. It's hard to get away from the narrative that we've never had a Tom Brady and a Drew Brees Super Bowl before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really next to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, what they always wanted, this is as good as it gets. But, you know, this Rams team, I think they're healthier than they have been in about a month right now. I think Todd Gurley is going to be able to, you know, to dial it in a little bit more now that they know they're going to have another bye week after this going into the Super Bowl. And quite frankly, you know, I'm not fearful really of the Saints offense right now. Mm. You know, Drew Brees appears to have a very tired or dead arm. We've talked about it repeatedly with Michael Thomas. Now, the secondary of the Eagles can be exploited. It's different now when you have Aqib Talib, who incidentally didn't play in that game when they played earlier this year, 45-35 win. So, you know, is Traquan Smith going to beat you? Is Kirkwood going to beat you? Kamara has slowed down as of late right now. I mean, the Saints' offense isn't quite as explosive as it has been or as it was earlier in the year. Meanwhile, you know, you got Sean McVay, who's 14-3 on the road in his career, which is very impressive. Mm. So, in other words, Jared Goff is 14-3 on the road. So, you know, you got a very, very dangerous football team coming in here with the Rams. And I like the fact that they actually lost that game earlier this year. And not that you need more motivation, but I think they can sort of dial in, watch the film, and get some confidence over the last couple of weeks watching the Saints. So, I like the next game better. I'm going to be putting more money on the next game, but I'm going to go contrarian here and take the LA Rams in this spot. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the props are concerned,
yeah,
you know, we haven't forced a long field goal prop, one of our favorite props. And what I find interesting about this one is in Kansas City and in New England, where we're going to have inclement weather, although not as bad as the media made it out to be, shocker. Mm-hmm. the long field goal prop is actually longer. It's only 44.5 yards, guys. Now, listen, every sports book, wherever you're betting, is going to have this prop. Just, you know, it might be, if you're not used to it, it might be difficult to find. Take a couple of minutes and look through the props. But long field goal prop, over 44.5 yards, definitely going to come in play here. I'm going to put a nice chunk on this one. You know, weather's not a factor. You have two of the better kickers in the league. I've talked about it. Tucker, and I'm a kicker specialist, guys, because I'm a degenerate. So I've been telling people for a couple of years, Tucker's slipping a little bit. Yeah, you're not the king forever. And for my money, Will Lutz has become the best kicker in the league. Mm. Now, he's probably aided and abetted by the fact that he plays indoors a little bit. Like you saw, Brian has been great in Atlanta over the past couple of years, even though he's like 90 years old. But Will Lutz has been really, really solid. And Sean Payton's not one of these coaches that's scared. Well, you know, we're going to give him the ball on the 48. You know, he'll try a longer field goal. Meanwhile, on the other side of the football field, you got Greg Zuerlein, also one of the most elite kickers in the National Football League. In a game in which I think there's going to be plays made, I'm expecting a long field goal prop in this game. Now, both these quarterbacks threw up massive numbers in the first matchup that they played, you know, 381, 346 type of thing at the quarterback position. And, you know, people are talking, like I said, about how this is going to be a smash mouth game and there's going to be a lot of running the football. I think it's going to open up, guys. I mean, there's a reason why the top four offenses, it's amazing. We have the top four offense in the NFL and everyone's talking about under suddenly. Give me the over, give me the Rams. Although I'm more comfortable with the Rams in a teaser. I don't think the Rams get smoked. They might lose a heartbreaker. So I'm very comfortable with the Rams in the plus 10 range, tease to the over, or tease the Rams into the total of the next game or on a side of the next game. But I'm on the Rams, guys. Give me the Rams plus the points. Give me the over in the football game.
All right. I'm with you in a lot of ways. I'm really leaning. I mean, I'm picking the Rams as well. I think they're going to win the game outright. I think what's going to be really interesting is because you mentioned it, Aqib Talib is coming back. Marcus Peters got torched the last game they played by Thomas. I think it was 9 targets, 146 yards, a touchdown.
Boy, your race, Pete. And remember, actually, yeah. I didn't bring this up. I'm glad you brought it up. Sean Payton was talking smack to him during the game, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was saying all day, you can't stop this. And Peters said after, he better keep his name out of my mouth. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and then you got, Thomas coming off another huge game against Philadelphia. He's going to be tough to stop. I think because Talib is back, that's going to be a huge difference. And the other thing I think in this game is going to be Sam Darnold, I think, is going to have a field day with Andrews Pete, who had a really, really horrible week last week against Cox for the Eagles. So I'm with you 100%. I like the Rams. I like the over.
Sean McVay, there's been a lot of hype about Sean McVay and the coaching tree. And, I saw a funny line about it. If you're friends with Sean McVay on Facebook, expect an NFL call soon for to be interviewed for a head coaching position. But he's got to go out there and prove it right now.
Yeah.
And, it's almost, if who's the closest coach to Sean McVay in the National Football League? Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton, he's been there and he's done this before already. So it's a really interesting dynamic, the matchup. Would it shock me if the Saints won the game? No. But as I stated, guys, on the teasers, Rams plus 10, I like the look of that. And I do think there'll be some points in the game. Now, as far as props are concerned, I think some of the numbers on the Ram wide receivers are a little low. Brandon Cooks is another interesting dynamic. One of the few players that hasn't gotten along with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And remember Cooks is unhappy with the, because of Michael Thomas. So a lot of intriguing storylines. Although I like the props a little bit more, in the next game. I'll warn one thing about CJ Anderson. Everyone's jumping on a CJ Anderson bandwagon right now, and the prop is 53.5 rushing yards for him. I think it's a little high. Mm. Todd Gurley was held back last week. The Rams knew they were going to win the football game. The game wasn't as close as the score would indicate. I think they held Gurley back a little bit. Gurley's not 100%, but we're talking about a trip to the Super Bowl on the line right now. I would expect Gurley to get the ball a lot more than he did last week, and Anderson to get it less. Maybe Anderson smashes it in inside the red zone type of thing, and they don't want Gurley getting banged up on without the upside of a long run coming. But I'd be careful about jumping on the CJ Anderson bandwagon this week.
All right, Gabe Morenci's with us, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Over in the AFC Championship game, the Patriots or the Chiefs, as you mentioned at the top, while the weather will be cold, not nearly as bad as we thought earlier in the week, but how does that play into your decision-making with these two going at it at Arrowhead?
Well, you know what? It's funny, Craig. I like to bet the over in these bad weather games, actually.
Really?
And the number comes down, and the more you think about it, the more you realize how the weather is really just overrated. We talk about it all the time, Pete, over the years. Mm. It's all about the wind. We get it. But a lot of these stadiums are pretty much enclosed for the most part. Mm. So, some of them have some wind situations, but it's not as windy in the stadium as it is in the parking lot, for an example. And really, this isn't NFL films, man, with the frozen tundra, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact of the matter is every NFL field is heated underneath the field.
Yeah.
They can't let it get below 30 degrees. So the surface is fine. You saw they put new sod in here at Kansas City. The players have heaters on the sidelines. It sucks for the fans. It sucks to be cold, in a windy parking lot out there before the game. But for the most part, I don't think it has the same type of impact on the football game. So I'm looking for points in this football game as well. And I don't want to let the Bills fan get the best of me. And, everyone we talk to from around the country, really just doesn't like the Patriots and are sick of them. But it seems like on a night that there's going to be a lunar, super wolf blood
yep.
moon, it's enough to get Andy Reid into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Mahomes really is that good, guys. And, I know both of you guys are very sharp. And, I know no one knows the numbers like Pete does. So especially covering the Patriots like you have. But Pete, they haven't won a playoff game on the road since January 14th, 2007. And that's only because that dude on the Chargers tried to return the interception for some reason. 1-4 in their last 5 road playoff games. 0-3 in their last 3 specifically. Now, listen, it's not like they're on the road every year in the playoffs. But you know, there's been a recipe for the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl, and it's been them playing two games in Foxborough. This year, three road wins. You know, again, one of them against Nate Peterman and the Buffalo Bills, another one against the New York Jets, and an early win this season against the Chicago Bears. This is just a different breed, man, and Mahomes is that good. Like, you guys watch him. I don't need to tell you about the weird angles and just the dynamic that this guy brings to a football game. And, you know, with Tyreek Hill and Kelce and Sammy Watkins is your third option right now, and Damian Williams running the football, the quick pass rush. You know, listen, the secondary can be beat by in Kansas City, but Brady doesn't throw the ball deep. You know, they like the quick hit stuff, as you guys know. And the Chiefs are very good at disrupting things because they have fast dudes on the D-line. You know, I said the same thing last week, so I'm an idiot. But that is different. The Chargers are chokers. That was in Foxborough. That was wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Now you're going in to Arrowhead on a Sunday night, you know, a trip to the Super Bowl on the line for the first time for the Chiefs since Len Dawson was smoking a Marlboro at the half and drinking a Coke. So, you know, we're in a new era right now. It gets one lock. We ain't going to see Mahomes having a Winston at halftime of this game. But I really think the Chiefs can get it done here. I don't think the Patriots are that good of a football team. I think the Patriots are like a college football team that play in a bad conference. I mean, look at the division. You know, Rex Ryan gets fired from the Jets, the Bills hire him. Adam Gates gets fired by the Dolphins, the Jets hire him. Is there any wonder why, you know, the Patriots, it's the stupidest division in football. And I say this as a Bills fan, and I'm sitting right next to a Jets fan.
Yeah, but their numbers, right, Gabe, are also, their numbers are even better against out of the division, which people just don't, not you, but others don't take the time to look at that. They went 4-0 against playoff teams this year. And the biggest thing they are, which they weren't against the Broncos in two of those AFC Championship games, was healthy. They were not healthy in those games, and plus Gostkowski missed an extra point in a 2-point conversion. And this time,
they were
more
talented in those days.
And this time, they are, though.
Frankly, not as talented. Like, if you break it down, if you look at it, the Kansas City Chiefs just present so many more matchup problems for New England than the other way around. But you've got Bill Belichick and you've got Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
I can't overlook this. There's no overlooking that. There's the mystique of these two. But I really sincerely feel it's going to be different. It's not like, ooh, I just don't like the Patriots. I really do believe that the Patriots are going to have a hard time keeping up with the Kansas City Chiefs offense. I really do.
All right, it sounds good.
It's just too fast.
We are looking forward to these games. We always love having you on, Gabe. Thank you, our listeners. You can find Gabe Morenci on Twitter at SportsRage and also at FNTSY Sportsnet. Gabe, have a great weekend.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. May the winners be yours.
Thanks, Gabe.
All right, fantastic stuff. Always an entertaining part of the week, no doubt about it. Coming up, we'll digest some more of what he said and what we talked about with these games at 239-337-ESPN. Also, tell you about Urban Meyer's new job and his old job, in case you missed that earlier as well.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN on a Friday, approaching the 5 o'clock hour. Just a little notice, it is a three-day weekend for many of us, including us. MLK Day on Monday. We'll be back Tuesday. But I got some games coming up this weekend. The Rams, Saints, Patriots, Chiefs, we're very excited about. We'll get to that some more in just a moment. In case you missed it earlier, Urban Meyer has a new job. No, he's not coaching anywhere, but he is going to be working for Fox Sports. Remember, in between the Florida and Ohio State gig, he worked for ESPN as a studio analyst. I always find it humorous how these guys could be rough on the media, criticize the media, blame the media, but as soon as they need a job, that's where they go running to for another job. So, and then I know Urban blames some of the media for the, what do you call it, the mishap or the unfortunate, the circumstances over the summer, which led to his suspension. Mm-hmm. Now running back to the media again at Fox, it is still to be determined whether he will be a studio analyst, maybe alongside a friend of the program, Dave Wanstead and Matt Leinart, who knows. Or maybe he'll go out to the games and be like another Kirk Herbstreit and be a color analyst for the games. That is to be determined. So, anyway, you got some information on Urban as well.
Just a little bit before we get back to the phones. And Public records came out on Monday. Meyer's official title in the new role will be Assistant Athletic Director, Athletic Initiatives and Relations. He's going to get paid a salary of $100,000. And it's just a long-ass description of a lot of nonsense.
That's it?
He'll work closely with a number of Ohio State's athletics administration, which will include Executive Associate Athletic Director Dan Cloran, Associate AD, Sport Administration, Student Athlete Development, Kerry Fagan, blah, 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 blah.
He's the most expensive foursome in the celebrity golf tournaments, is basically what that is.
He's going to be working human resources with Chrissy Mullins to help fundraisers, a.k.a. golf tournaments.
Yeah.
Or if he's into bowling, it'll be fish, whatever it is.
Sailing.
Chris, how'd you like to be paid $100,000 to just go play golf?
He has to make appearances on behalf of Ohio State and will help develop leadership initiatives for both coaches and student athletes.
Oh.
Great.
All right.
In addition to being working at Fox on weekends, so he can't criticize anybody else in football because he'll be coaching next year after this little charade he's going through again.
I think so. 239-337 ESPN is the phone number. Jerry is in Naples. Wants to talk about Gabe Morenci's comments when we were handicapping just a moment ago.
Hey, Jerry,
welcome. How are you?
What's up, Jerry?
Jerry going once. Jerry going twice.
Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
Call back,
come
Jerry.
On, try
Jerry.
Again, Jerry.
You know what? I don't know if I want to put him through. If you're not good,
he might have just had a bad phone line. I always give a second chance.
So we're going to go back to it.
Well, we didn't hear him. Well, if he calls back,
I'm curious about what he had to say about Gabe.
He wasn't thrilled with Gabe calling the Patriots a high school team, which I didn't hear, but I zone out
in those.
He
didn't call them a high school team. He called them like a college team and everything
else. They weren't as talented as they have been in the past.
And some of that's true, some of it isn't true.
Which I agree with, actually.
We can disagree with him. I disagreed with him last week on the Philadelphia-New Orleans game. I was right in both ends. He was wrong. But he's been right a lot this year on this program. The prop bets that he does, man, he kills it with those things.
Dude, he won like $50,000.
He won $150,000. He won in the Super 7 contest last year. He won a crap load of money. So, look, it's you can make cases for both of these games for all four teams. There's no question about it, and it's probably going to be some unforeseen factor that nobody has talked about that's probably going to decide both of these games in one way, shape, or form. So we can
admit it,
it's
Pete.
Just a lot of fun.
Patriots are the weakest link of the four.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
I will tell myself that, and I will enjoy that.
Yes.
All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number if you want to jump on and grab a piece of this. How do you say that? Is it Aaron or is that a typo?
Arian.
Arian. Oh, like Arian Foster.
Spell it.
You literally spelled it Air, A-I-I. That's how you spell Arian.
Couldn't do the A-R-I-A-N, huh?
Arian in Fort Myers, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great.
Great. How you
Thanks
doing?
For calling.
Hanging in. I try to call in once a week. I sometimes get put on, and I always enjoy when I do. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love it when you call.
But I just wanted to call in and say, I don't know, this might be groundbreaking, man.
Okay. All right.
I don't care who your quarterback is. You got Pat Mahomes. You got the great Tom Brady, who, in fact, may be the greatest quarterback. Or player of all time. Mm. I can go along with that. Just depends on the day.
Jerry Rice would be in there, too. Yeah.
And Drew Brees. Uh-huh. And the other guy who quarterbacks for the Rams.
Jared Goff,
doesn't matter who the quarterback is. If, and this is all I want to call in and say.
Yes.
If you get pressure up the middle, the quarterback's going to have trouble. You guys have a nice day. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling here.
Justin Houston, D. Ford, and Chris Jones catch pressure up the middle.
Breaking news. Pressure up the middle.
Great. I didn't know where he was going.
He set that up
thinking,
nicely.
What is
it? That was good.
Oh, God.
Slow played it to a T.
Dumbest, stupidest cliche, most obvious thing in sports.
That was a brilliant call, though.
And people still keep bringing it up.
All right, tough act to follow. We're gonna
try it again.
We're going to see if Jerry 2.0 can get her down here with his phone. Jerry in Naples, welcome back.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard Gabe Morenci said that the Patriots are nothing more than a college team in a weak division.
Yeah, that's what he said that sort of half tongue-in-cheek, but
yeah, I know, but and he's just giving Brady and Belichick, but what about people like Chung and Gilmore and the McCourty's.
How about J.C. Jackson? J.C. Jackson, since he got inserted into the starting role, that defensive backfield is much better than Kansas City's. And it's just going to be a lot of unforeseen factors here that people don't want to talk about, especially the last 3 weeks of the season, including last week. Look, I think it's going to be a hell of a game, Jerry. It should go right down to the wire. I think most people are expecting that. But
I'm expecting.
Go ahead.
I think Gronk has been being rested for the last couple of weeks. He's done the little things great, but I think he's poised for a breakout game.
I think he's hurt, Jerry. I think Gronk is hurt.
He's old and he's hurt.
Here's the thing, Jerry. I don't think he's hurt. He's a little dinged up. I just don't think he can.
We'll have a little fun with Jerry.
But he was tremendous in the on the run game last week, without a doubt. I do think you'll see him get in on a couple of plays this week. His best game was week six against the Chiefs.
You're basically playing Division II schedule week in and week out.
You got two against the Dolphins, against the Jets.
Peach playing in Alabama plays a week schedule every year. So do the Patriots.
I've never said that. I said don't play an FCS school.
Time for Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just messing with you.
Okay. Against the break. Robert in San Carlos Park, welcome.
How you doing there, dude?
Hey, good, Robert, what's up?
I'm not too worried about the NFC game. I could care less. Whoever represents the NFC, not a problem. Both of them are pretty good teams.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the saggy face led New England Patriots going up against Kansas City.
He's got a strong jawline. He's got anything but saggy face.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see when Tyreek goes deep on you a couple of times and loosens up that defense. Then they start running on you. And before you know it, you're down by 14. And that little statue of a quarterback back there can't get away from the pressure and get sacked a couple of times.
Yeah,
New England's going down.
Yeah.
So no chance at all, huh? Zero.
Zero chance. Just forfeit and take a 2-0 loss.
What's this? When the Patriots win, Robert, I expect you to call back.
We'll call you back on Tuesday and say, okay. All right.
You're not worried about the Kansas City run defense at all. Nothing, huh? You're not worried about
a little bit, but I think they'll come up with some kind of scheme to see if they can slow it down. I mean, you're going to get your yards.
Oh, okay.
But, like you said, you need a couple of stops.
Yeah.
I look for a couple of fake field goals or punts or something somewhere in this game. And did you hear about Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Got a new sponsorship from Butterfinger.
Thank you, Robert. 239-337 ESPN. Let's get some trash talking going. I love this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.